T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You were talking about player empowerment in the NBA and how there's been too many of the guys that felt empowered have gone on and they probably screwed themselves because of their own empowerment. Can you give us an idea of what you were trying to say when talking about that?
Yeah. So everything kind of comes in waves, and, you know, the pendulum swing where, you know, at one point organizations in early stages of the NBA controlled everything about the player. They controlled where you went. They controlled where you played. They controlled how long you played. Even, you know, Michael Jordan, where his opinion was considered. But Jerry Krause still ended up doing what he was going to do. And to their credit, he got the right players around Michael, and they won a bunch of championships. But nobody has enacted their power as a superstar over a franchise like LeBron James. And he just kind of set off a wildfire of players who make similar salaries because of the cap sport, thinking that they can do all the things LeBron can and still win. And what these players are realizing is everybody, y'all not LeBron. You know, you can't call your own shot and ultimately win. And so what we're seeing with, you know, the Ben Simmons, James Hardens, even the Kevin Durant, the Kawhi Leonards, where guys are, and again, there's no disrespect to players dictating their own destinies and their own futures, but they're sabotaging their own careers, trying to do things that they think will best serve them in the long run, and it's just not working out. I think in order to be as successful as possible, your input as an NBA superstar should be considered. But your job isn't to team build. Your job is to play basketball, be the best that you can be, work with your teammates. But in terms of team building, in terms of coaching, in terms of style of play, all of that stuff needs to be spread out. You can't control everything. And now what we're seeing is players essentially, when the grand scheme of things, when they retire, now the conversations are going to be, man, if he didn't ask for that trade, or man, if he didn't call the stink where he was, he probably could have won more, versus those conversations of, man, the organization's ruined him.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Tony. Like, I look at this and think there's a middle ground. And maybe you're right that the pendulum is swung too far. Like, I don't want to take their power away, because that right. feels gross to me to say mm-hmm. they need to have power taken away. What I want for them to do is understanding how to use their power better and have it actually serve you. There's part of me that feels like some of this stuff is strictly like, I can do this, so I'm going to do this, even if it doesn't serve you overall, like in the broad, like big picture of some of this stuff. And I look at what LeBron's done with the Lakers and I go, man, like, you've put yourself in a horrible position that you now will probably try to extricate yourself from, but you could have been in a better position had you had had a better group of people advising you on what to do and how to do it. So I don't know, Tony. Like, I'm not sure how players can, if they're really introspective enough to look at some of these high-profile failures in the NBA and say, you know, find the right people that won't just agree with you, but maybe will challenge you a little bit to think more broadly.
Well, as you look at the Final Four teams in the playoffs now, Golden State, you have a bunch of guys that trusted the process, and not to, you know, co-op trusting the process, but that trusted the organization, that they stayed there and built something together in the Warriors. You got Luka, who, you know, probably could have caused a big stink. You know, the whole Kristaps Porzingis experiment went awfully wrong, but he didn't cause a big fuss. He stayed, and he's obviously under contract, but they built something there. They got a new coach. They built around Luka, and now look where they are. Look at Boston. They easily could have broken that team up. One of them could have caused the biggest of fusses and would have gotten traded, but no, they all stayed there. The Miami Heat, who has been a, I think they, like, been since they won their championship, has been in contention, or, you know, other than a couple years, where they built something sustainable. Look at Giannis, like Denver, like there's something to building something and working with when you know, look, I can't be thinking about other players' contracts and other things outside of what I do here. I know what it makes me comfortable, and I know what type of personalities I have to trust with the organization to agree. And yes, that puts a lot of onus on the organization. The fans will take care of that, putting pressure on organizations to make the right decisions. But the players need to work together with these organizations to get the best result possible.
Right. It's trying to figure out where that middle ground is, like that nexus of, here are the things that I need. Here are the things that I've earned. Here are the things that I deserve. And then figuring out how can I hand that off to the executives that run this, and then they can build the right way. And you're right. Like, it would have been very easy for Giannis to be like, Milwaukee, I'm not staying here. But he did. And I think it ends up being perfect for him. I don't know if Giannis would enjoy some of the spotlight that comes with being in some of these other places. Like, Milwaukee seems to fit him perfectly. The example that you give, Tony, about Steph and Klay, and Steph in particular, where there have been, LeBron's been making overtures to Steph to come and join him and stuff in Los Angeles. But Steph's been like, no, everything seems to be cool over here. I've got this great coach. I've got a good teammate. I've got a support system. I like my fan base. I like where I live. And seeing him succeed in those moments, I wonder if other players will go, well, maybe I don't have to go so hard at I'm going to worm my way or force my way out of a situation, instead of trusting that your organization will put you in a position where you can shine.
Yeah, and that's a big thing why, you know, where LeBron started the spark, and I think that trio, the super team thing, it's starting to settle down because players are starting to see the importance of having a complete team. When you're tripling down on the superstar, on the top end of your salary cap, the residual effects is the rest of that roster is probably going to be awful. It's only so much you can convince a good player to take a pay cut, to don't get what you value in order to be a part of something bigger. There's only so many times you can do that and ask that of a player. So what does that mean? No, give me at least somebody that I can depend on. One or two players that I can depend on, and we will figure out the rest of the roster and build it out. The depth is now more important than the top, or just as important. I shouldn't say more important, because it's still the NBA. You still need superstars. But it's just as important as everything else that goes around. So that, I mean, LeBron or star players, they're not doing scouting reports. They're not going to gyms to scout out, you know, potential players in the draft and in the G League and overseas. I mean, how can they? So in that case, the organizations need to be set up properly where they can fill out rosters to build championship and consistent contending winning versus just going all in on the top end talent. We've seen how it's worked out the last couple times with Brooklyn. Having a big three, I think that era might be dead unless you've actually grown them through the draft versus free agency.
And the crazy part, Tony, and we're talking with Tony Gill of NBC Sports Chicago, former EP of this show. The crazy part to me is you can go and get a superstar to team with, and you and that superstar are going to rule the league. The problem is if one of you gets hurt, if one of you misses significant amount of time, then it's one superstar and a bunch of bums that are out here, and that's not going to end up being good. Like, people kind of warn, like the outside warn LeBron. And I think that LeBron, for the most part, has handled his business really well. And I mean the business of LeBron Co. He's handled it really well. But the situation that he was in L.A., where people... smart people were like, you know, LeBron, if you put together this group of old dudes and a guy that's often hurt, you're going to find yourself having to do way too much work. And he was like, nope, we got this. And then what ended up happening? Russell Westbrook is in complete tailspin career-wise. Anthony Davis gets hurt. And LeBron has a great year statistically. He had an unbelievable season, but he was being asked to do so much that it's not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of become routine, right? Everybody in the world knows what LeBron needs to be successful, right? He needs shooting, and he needs defenders. And for some reason, LeBron just doesn't see that. And it's like, it's the perfect example of what we're talking about here. Is you can't, how can you possibly see what, you know, what needs to go on around you when you're in it? You need multiple planes of sight when you're trying to, you know, be a consistent winner and when you're trying to do this thing. And for some reason, I mean, it was easy to make that move to keep Alex Caruso. Easy. I think statistically, if I can remember this correctly, I think it was said that Alex Caruso is the LeBron James of playing with LeBron James. Just statistically. Like, he fit LeBron perfect and played off LeBron perfectly well. But LeBron didn't see that. LeBron saw, oh, I can add another superstar. I'll make it work out. It doesn't matter who. And then LeBron got the reality check. Like, yeah, LeBron had a fantastic season for his age. Unprecedented season for a guy that well, other than, like, you know, Kareem or something. But he also saw the effects of, like, oh, man, I can't do it like I used to. Where my stats don't infect the winning anymore. Like, that had to be a shock to him. Like, why can't I do this? You know, and I'm putting up the numbers. Like, you see my stat line, and we're still losing. Like, that had to be a shock for LeBron. And, you know, I hope it was a reality check. Like, there's still time for him to fix it. He's still a great player. We all know what LeBron is. I don't need to, you know, say much about what he does. But I hope he sees this as an opportunity to, all right, maybe I need to work better with the organization. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about, you know, what happened at the end of LeBron's career. Hopefully not more than what he's done, but I mean, it's going to be come up in conversations about him once he's finally done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.